So, I went to the CES convention in Las Vegas, if anybody knows what that is. Yeah. CES convention stands for Consumer Electronics Show. Huge convention in Las Vegas, city blocks long, two stories, huge, huge. First floor, all electronic stuff, TVs and radios and stuff. Second floor, all porn. First floor, not so many people. Second floor, packed. And it was great. There were all these porn guys, you know, people in booths, like, selling their new stuff, and they had all these specialty things, like, you know, oh, squirrel fisting over here, come on. You know, and all these discerning people running around going, oh, yes, well, that's not quite for me. You know, but the two best things I saw were, one was there was this booth where there was this porn star who was, I'm using the term star loosely. I mean, I think pornography is really the only art form where you can be videotaped on a shaky handy cam, you know, sucking off a horse and be considered a star. You know? Yes. Her horse cock sucking star is shining bright, that one. Anyway, so there's this porn star and she's signing, for real, glossy 8x10 black and white photos, close-ups of her asshole. Yeah. Right on. Yeah. And it just made me laugh because I just thought immediately of the process of having to pick out the right photo, you know? From that big roll, you know, the, and because I know her, she's a perfectionist, and just like sitting there with that gem loop, you know, going, I don't know about these. Now, this one makes me look sad. I don't want to. And then the other great thing I saw, for real, oh, this is great. There was this guy hawking his video, and it was called Fuck My Dirty Shithole, the movie. That's right. And I'm sure you're having the same reaction I did, you know? Which is like, how did they ever turn that book into a movie? No way, man. Because I read that thing in high school, you know, and it's like, come on, you're telling me they're going to be faithful to that whole rim job scene? No way. Oh. And it's so sad because all those porn stars, they all think they're going to be legitimate actors and actresses. They really do. They think it's like a shortcut to, you know, legitimate work, you know? And you can see why, because we've all seen that, you know, hardcore gangbang tape that Meryl Streep made, you know, that launched her career and got her all those auditions. I think it was that and then Sophie's Choice the next day. But